It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TBR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. As we age, our immune systems age too. They can start sending off false alarms and attacking the body's healthy cells while becoming less responsive to actual threats.
Part of that is becoming less responsive to infections and to vaccines, and also becoming over-responsive to ourselves, so a higher degree of autoreactivity and autoimmunity.
Ann Griffith runs UT Health San Antonio's Griffith Lab, and she says it might come down to changes in white blood cells called T cells.
T cells are important for fighting infections that happen in our own cells or when our own cells are transformed as tumors begin to develop. Older folks have fewer T cells. They have sort of a more narrowed T cell repertoire.
T cells learn how to fight in the thymus, an organ that shrinks and stops working as well with age. Griffith wondered if a protein called fibroblast growth factor 21, FGF21, might be a fountain of youth for the thymus, improving its function as a T cell training center. So she studied aging mice with higher levels of FGF21 with a couple of questions in mind.
Do they respond better to viral infections? And do we improve their autoimmunity? And we saw that, in fact, we did.
What might a youthful thymus mean for human immunity? Griffith thinks FGF21 could be used to boost thymus function before getting a vaccine in conjunction with chemotherapy or in other situations where more responsive T cells might improve health outcomes. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.